Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 15. Isaiah 63, verse 15. Look down from heaven and see, from your holy and beautiful habitation. Where are your zeal and your might? The stirring of your inner parts and your compassion are held back from me. For you are our Father, though Abraham does not know us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from of old is your name. O Lord, why do you make us wander from your ways and harden our heart so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Your holy people held possession for a little while. Our adversaries have trampled down your sanctuary. We have become like those over whom you have never ruled, like those who are not called by your name. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, we are all your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, has been burned by fire, and all our pleasant places have become ruins. Will you restrain yourself at these things, O Lord? Will you keep silent and afflict us so terribly? I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and making offerings on bricks, who sit in tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat pig's flesh and broth of tainted meat is in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. There is a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their lap both your iniquities and your father's iniquities together, says the Lord, because they made offerings on the mountains and insulted me on the hills. I will measure into their lap payment for their former deeds. Thus says the Lord. As the new wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servant's sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob and from Judah, possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a place of herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me. But you who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune and fill cups of mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you to the sword, and all of you shall bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not listen. But you did what was evil in my eyes, and chose what I did not delight in. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be put to shame. Behold, my servants shall sing for gladness of heart, but ye shall cry out for pain of heart, and shall wail for breaking of spirit. Ye shall leave your name to my chosen for a curse, and the Lord God will put you to death. But his servants he will call by another name, so that he who blessed himself in the land shall bless himself by the God of truth, and he who takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten and are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Our reading today started off with this prayer that is offered, a prayer asking for mercy, pointing out all the things that have happened to them, from being held back from the presence of God, to Abraham not knowing them, Israel not acknowledging them, wandering from their ways, having their hearts hardened, the sanctuary of the Lord being destroyed. It's a request for God to return to his people. In 64, we see some references to the time during the Exodus. Oh, that you would come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood. We think of when the presence of the Lord came down on the mountain and it was so frightening to the people. He's asking for a return to that time in which God acted and God was, well, not seen, but his presence was noticed. They knew he was there. Verse 5 also includes some recognition that God works for those that are righteous. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you and your ways. But he says, we realize that he was angry. Why? Because they sinned. And in essence, he says, are we going to be saved from sinning so much? It's a rhetorical question. It's a recognition that they don't deserve it at all. But they also know that they have a merciful God. Chapter 65 is like an answer. I was ready to be sought. I was ready to be found. I called, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. Israel rebelled against God. They went headlong into idol worship. They went headlong into all the things that were a complete abomination to God. He was provoked continually, who did all the things they were told not to do, such as eating pig's flesh, sitting in tombs. But the justice of God demands a response. And so he makes the statement, I will not keep silent, I will repay. So verse 8 begins to shift to that merciful response. Do not destroy the new wine in the cluster, for there's a blessing in it, as I will do for my servant's sake. There is hope. There is hope that is out there. Verse 9, I will bring forth offspring from Jacob, from Judah, possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it. My servants shall dwell there. God will be merciful. He will return to his people. However, verse 11, you who forsake the Lord, you who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune, who fill cups of mixed wine for destiny. I will destine you to the sword. You will bow down to the slaughter. Why? Because when he called, they didn't answer. When he spoke, he did not listen. They did what was evil in his eyes. That's where I want to leave us for this morning, this idea that we need to listen to God. He is speaking. We may not hear his voice, but he is speaking through his word continually to us. Are we listening? That means, do we open it up? Do we read it? Do we ponder it? Do we consider it? And do we apply it? Thanks for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.